on great radio stations all across America. It's The National Defense with Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry.
The National Defense is made possible by Ford. Go further. By The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. By Subway. Get the Subway footlong sub of the day for just $6. It's a different featured footlong every day of the week. The Subway $6 footlong sub of the day. At participating restaurants, extras additional plus tax, no additional discounts or coupons applied. By PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for everyone. And by Sam's Club. Sam's Club is thanking those who serve. Active and former members of the U.S. military are invited to join or renew their membership with up to $25 gift cards simply for signing up. Join or renew today. See Club for details.
This is the National Defense, Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. And Jerry, as always, our dedication.
Hey, this show's for you, the men and women serving in our military. It's for the millions of veterans out there, and it's for all their families. We're here for you. We love you. God bless you.
You know, Jerry, I want to call this entire show today, No Experience Required, because we're going to talk to a bunch of people on the show today that have started these great organizations and different ways to help veterans. And they had no idea what they were getting into.
Yeah, I wonder. You know, I bet they thought it was going to be easy.
Well, you know, but there's so many great organizations that started that way.
Yeah,
you know,
you're right.
And started by veterans that are just used to just getting in there and
sitting around a kitchen table,
right,
talking about it. And,
right.
And all of a sudden, they're in it up to their knees.
That's right. And one of those guys is Mark Woods, is on here. He's the CEO of Operation Troop Aid. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on.
I've seen you everywhere, man. You've been on Fox. You've been on a million different things. And I want to find out how you got this thing started. First of all, you were in the military for how long?
I was in the Navy for 21 years.
21 years.
Wow.
So you get out and you could have just said, I'm going to sit around for a while.
Yeah, you didn't have enough.
I'm going to rest.
Didn't get enough.
And you had a great idea. How did Operation Troop Aid come about?
Well, it actually started a little bit before I retired. Back in 01, if you recall, right after 9/11, Garth Brooks did a concert on the flight deck of USS Enterprise.
I remember that, yeah.
And I was stationed on the Enterprise when that happened, and the captain had appointed me as the assistant coordinator, so I got to meet all the folks, putting the show together, and it just really inspired me to use music for charity. I just didn't know at that time exactly what I was going to be doing.
Right, right.
Or even if it was even going to work. That was in 01. Fast forward 3 years later, middle to late 04, I had a dream. The name Operation Troop Aid came to me, and I kind of said, okay, I guess that's it. So I got all the paperwork put together and started, crawling, walking, knocking on doors, making phone calls, and just kept at it. And we've been going now for almost 13, right at 13 years.
Wow.
And basically we're entertainment-based. We partner with fairs, festivals, artists, venues, concerts, boat shows, RV shows around the nation. And we raise money and send care packages to deployed troops.
What are some of your more memorable events that you've had as far as entertainers go?
Well, obviously the beginning one, which I didn't know at that time, but the experience with the Garth show was mind-boggling.
Let me ask another question while we're on that subject, the Enterprise. How in the hell did you manage to land that assignment?
Well, previous to that show, during the deployment before 9/11, I was actually on the midwatch in Combat Information Center where I worked, and the nerve cell of the ship, for fighting the ship.
Uh-huh.
And it was about midnight, and we had a COD, a carrier on board delivery plane land, and it had an artist, country artist named Chad Brock. And he's got a couple songs out there, She Said Yes and some others.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, he landed, and they got him and his crew into the, flight deck area and called up to combat and asked if somebody could come down and, be a tour guide and get him in, show him around, make sure they had their racks, and because they were doing a concert the next day. So we didn't really know anything about it. It's something that was just set up. And then, they showed up, and I was on watch, so I got selected to go down and meet him and take him around. So I did. And the people that brought him out, we exchanged emails. And so Chad did his show, great show. He left. We went on about deployment. 9/11 happens. We're coming home about 7 days before we get back to Norfolk. I got an email from those people that, you know, brought Chad out and said, "Mark, you'll never guess who wants to do a concert live on television when y'all get back." And I said, "I have no idea." And her name was Cheryl, and she said Garth Brooks. And I'm like, "Holy cow, I'm a lieutenant. I can't make that call. You know,
right.
Y'all have to get this approved at higher levels." And she goes, "Oh, that's okay. The Admiral's already approved it. I'm just letting you know that you need to take this to the captain."
Wow.
I'm like, "Oh, no. Now I'm going to be."
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm going to be the redheaded stepchild.
Yeah, right.
Will,
don't shoot the messenger. Yeah.
Hey, Captain, guess what we're going to be doing?
Yeah.
And you have
to say those first couple of minutes were not, just say the pucker factor was pretty high.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, Captain, you have no say in this.
Yeah.
That's nice. We're talking to Mark Woods, and Mark's the CEO of Operation Troop Aid. But, you know, Mark, okay, so Garth Brooks, and we've had the occasion to kind of touch a lot of different parts of what you do in terms of entertainers and in the military. That's not just automatically coming together for a lot of people. You know, I mean, you don't just say, "Hey, I'm gonna talk to a lot of entertainers and have them donate money so we can send packages."
We know that. I mean, we've tried.
Right.
to get.
Now, Garth Brooks is kind of a different animal because he is maybe the nicest guy on earth
and very, very generous and
very gracious,
appreciative.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And always wants to do, you know, go the extra mile. But how did you go from that to kind of organizing this this company and getting the access to these artists?
Well, for Garth to be the first one, that kind of gave me the big vision, if you will. So that's what's always been turning in my head to get to that level. And we're not necessarily there yet. But so I just started, after that was over with, I just started doing little events at, you know, various clubs and things that were going on. And I did a couple of events on my own. I did one with Trick Pony and another one with Fog Hat. And if you remember Fog Hat,
Yeah. Hey, the good thing for you though, Mark, is that everybody is still touring. Everybody. Everybody's still out there.
Now, do you know Sheryl Crow?
I have not met Cheryl yet. I've been to a couple of her shows, but I have not met her yet.
Okay, well,
that'd be a great one to get.
I love Cheryl Crow.
I'd like to,
if you could get her.
You're
phone
not invited.
Number
no.
for me, I'd be most appreciative.
Hey, Mark, how many of those times do you get? Yeah. Hey, here's who you should get. Go get him. Go get her.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to do that kind of stuff, and that's why I did those two, and I found out this is a little tougher than I was thinking it was going to be.
Instead
of doing the own events, I started partnering with events that are already going on.
There you go.
So, and it is hard to do. That's why I've got an injunction against me.
Yeah.
I'll find out an event that's going on, and then I'll call the promoter or the, whoever's, taking care of it, and I'll introduce Operation Troop Aid to them and ask them if there's a possibility of us being there. And I do MC work, so if they don't have to pay for an MC, it saves them money.
Sure.
So I'll do some MC work. And on the trade-off is I get to announce Operation Troop Aid, and I get to tell them what we're doing, and we raise money from the crowd and have volunteers walk through the crowd like vendors. And we get donations for our camouflage wristbands, and we'll have a booth set up and get donations. And then, we raise the money, and then we send the care packages. And, it's just worked. And over the 12 years, we spent $11 million
in care package products to the troops.
That's great.
I mean, that's kind of working.
Yeah, you're the man.
Hey, Mark, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Operation Troop Aid, we're going to talk more about what they do with CEO Mark Woods right after this on the National Defense.
The National Defense is made possible by United Airlines, proud to employ veterans across our entire airline, and by CVS and the CVS Minute Clinics, the cure for the common weight.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. We're talking to Mark Woods. He's the CEO of Operation Troop Aid, doing some great stuff for veterans.
Listen, right. You know, for years,
right.
They've been trained, the military and VA and all kinds of other people,
right.
Have been trained to help troops manage your money.
Right.
You know, so
yeah.
It's important.
Yeah, that was a great donation. And, so far we've passed out 3,000 of them. And we're calling around the different chaplains and different posts and bases and getting the pallets shipped out, to all the guys and gals. I just actually left Walter Reed yesterday. We passed out. They had a prosperity fair for all of our wounded. And I was there to, pass out the Dave Ramsey books. And, of course, I brought some beef jerky and Girl Scout cookies and everything else, to hand out. And it went over really well.
Oh, I bet.
They're going to pass one book out to all the rooms of the guys that couldn't, guys and gals that couldn't, make it to the fair due to, medical reasons or whatever. So the staff there are going to pass Dave's book out to, all the wounded. And it's really Dave Ramsey Foundation. Dave did obviously have a part in making the decisions and stuff, but I just want to send a quick shout out to his foundation.
Sure.
They do a lot of great work, not just military. They do a lot of good stuff to, for a lot of different charities. So it was truly a blessing,
And is that something that came together? Did you kind of seek Dave Ramsey out, or how did that happen?
Well, we met the foundation. I got the information through a mutual contact, and I reached out to him and asked him if there's any way that we might be able to partner. And I had, some other ideas that I sent them, and they came back saying that they had already, reached their cap for the year on this thing, but they had an idea. So they did, even though I reached out to them, they switched what I requested to the books. And
sure.
I'm like, man, that's great. That's even bigger than what I was wanting, So, and for all you out there, if you're trying to do something, you might have great ideas. Go ahead and submit it, but don't be set on your way. Maybe
right.
Somebody else will come back with something bigger, and it was. I mean, we're fixing to touch 10,000 troops with this book.
Yeah. Yeah. What a great idea.
It is.
Just a great idea.
Good work, man.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, thank you so much for taking the time today. Operation Troop Aid. What's the best way for people to find out more information?
You can go to operationtroopaid.org, just like it's Founds Operation Troop Aid. And one of the things we're gearing up for, we really need some support on, is we need as many donors and sponsors as possible. Is the whole goal of this from day one at the Big Garth Show was Troop Aid, just like Farm Aid. So we need the funding to put that together. I've already got some potential television interest, but we've got
to
get
that.
The artist
be cool.
Big enough to to put it on. So if y'all could help out in that way, any listeners out there, just give us a call. Go to Operation Troop Aid, get our phone number, and it's 1-877-HELP-OTA. So,
you know what? We might be able to jump on that a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What
a great idea.
Let's do it.
Yeah. And we can do it anywhere. What if it's a corporate sponsor wants to come on board and they're out of, Dallas or Houston or Nashville
right.
or Florida, somewhere in Florida?
Sure.
And they want to do it in their hometown. We'll do it there. I don't care.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, that'd be a great
cool.
idea.
Yeah.
Well, Mark, listen, we'll let you know what we find out. Thank you so much for being on the program.
All right. Thank y'all. I appreciate you.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Sam's Club is thanking those who serve with up to a $25 gift card simply for signing up. So whether you're an active or former member of the U.S. military, we invite you to join or renew your membership, where you can get thousands of dollars in instant savings, where you'll find fresh foods and unexpected treasures at low prices every day, where saving time is possible with the convenience of scan-and-go checkout. Stop by or visit samsclub.com/military for more. Thank you for your service. Join or renew today.
Founded in 1919 by a U.S. Army veteran, Hilton is one of the largest and fastest-growing hospitality companies in the world. With nearly 5,000 hotels in 104 countries, we have a long legacy supporting servicemen and women and their families. In the past 3 years, we've hired over 10,000 veterans and military spouses. From supply management and hotel operations to sales and engineering, Hilton offers a world of opportunity. To learn more, go to jobs.hilton.com/military.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, from Custer's ranks to Patton's tanks, we sail the seven seas and patrol the wild blue yonder. Our troops are the first line of defense for our nation. ADT Security is grateful for your service. ADT is the first line of defense for the things that matter most to you. ADT Security has been in business over 140 years, and we know being safe isn't simple. That's why we have 365, 24/7 monitoring to protect your peace of mind. Call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
This is the National Defense.
The National Defense is made possible by ADT Security. For over 140 years, your first line of defense. And by Hilton Hotels. With over 10,000 veterans and military spouses hired in the last 3 years, Hilton offers a world of opportunity. Visit jobs.hilton.com/military.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. Home Depot Foundation does it again.
They always do it.
Who are they?
Do everything.
Who are they not partners with?
I don't know, man.
I mean, they just do so much for veterans, and just another great example. More than 100 military veterans are in Atlanta this week. They're going to help revitalize the city's struggling West Side. Have you been to Atlanta lately?
Not lately. By the way, I have not.
It is. First of all, it's gigantic.
Yes, I know that.
It's busy.
Last time I was there, when you and I drove through there.
Yeah, right. And it's hard to drive through there.
Yes.
You know, it's just crazy. But there's an Operation West Side Surge organized by a group called The Mission Continues. I love that name.
Yep.
It's a great name.
I'm familiar with it.
And and they've done some great work. Stuart Williams is with us. He's the impact manager and Marine Corps veteran from The Mission Continues. Stuart, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Hey, thank you for your service, number one. And number two, how long have you been involved with The Mission Continues?
Sure. Well, it was an honor to serve, and thank you. I've been with The Mission Continues now roughly 16 months. Prior to actually joining The Mission Continues, I worked for a national organization, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Metro Atlanta, where I worked as the vice president of operations. Where my focus was development, but I've made the transition over to serving our veteran population, and I really enjoy it.
Yeah, Atlanta. Now, how long have you lived in Atlanta?
I've been in Atlanta now for 10 years.
Okay, so I lived in Marietta for about 3 years, and that place, now, if you haven't been to Atlanta in, you know, even 5 years, you wouldn't recognize it, because it is just exploded.
Yeah, it's huge, right?
It's all over the place. And so for you guys to jump in there and do something like this, what is the goal as you guys get to the west side of Atlanta?
Sure. Well, this is a program for the Mission Continues that we call a mass deployment, whereby we recruit and identify veterans from across the country who are involved with our programs, and we go through a screening process, and we identify those that have applied, because veterans do have to apply to become a part of this program. And once they're selected, they become part of a unit or a group of veterans that we fly to a city. In this case, it happens to be Atlanta. They'll be joining us for 7 days, starting on June 8th through the 15th. And in that mass deployment, we'll be tackling some of the most pressing challenges and issues that we face here on the west side of Atlanta. By working with some significant partners in our community through the support of the Home Depot Foundation, Arthur M. Blank, and the Bernie Marcus Foundation, and others as well. But those are our anchor sponsors for this event coming up.
Yeah, Arthur M. Blank, now, is that the owner of the Falcons?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And he's done a lot.
Not a bad guy to associate with.
Right. Especially in Atlanta. Right.
Not a bad guy at all.
Now, is the West Side, is that what the president referred to during the campaign?
The West Side of Atlanta, is that, what do you mean? Is it?
Well, when he was talking about the problems with inner cities and You know, all
the
things.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the West Side, like many urban areas throughout the country, have pockets and areas where there's just been generational poverty. And, you know, there's some significant challenges and barriers to that that create larger systemic bounds, whether it's employment, education, access to health care, access to quality food, living in food deserts, all those sorts of things. And so when you mentioned the West Side of Atlanta, it was a community that was referenced in that regard. But I do think now that we're seeing a resurgence. And so we're seeing West Side actually on the rise as it's becoming an attractive place to live as they build the new Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Right.
And the Falcons
right.
find their new home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm from Detroit. And as we all know, Detroit was really hit hard, you know, for a number of years.
Yeah.
But Detroit's also making a resurgence.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how the people of these cities, you know, people take pride in where they live, but they don't always have the resources
right.
to accommodate the changes that are needed.
Right. That's so true.
So you guys are helping out with that.
Well, and that's why, I mean, the mission continues. And Stuart, talk a little bit about what you guys do for veterans, because this gives veterans a chance to, just like the title says, the mission continues. You know, a lot of guys that are and women that are coming out of the service, and we talked about it a lot on the show.
Yep.
You know, they have no idea what to do with their lives after right. transitioning back.
Right.
And you guys right. fill that gap, don't you?
Sure. So it's about transition. It's about reintegration. And so our mission with the mission continues is really to empower veterans who are adjusting to life at home and to help them find purpose through community impact. At the end of the day, we want to deploy these veterans on new missions in their communities so that their actions will inspire future generations to serve. And so with that kind of being our mission and vision statement, we really work with veterans who are used to their camaraderie in the military.
Sure.
You know, and they have this bond, and they look to their brother or sister to the left or the right or to the front or to the rear, and they know they can count on that. And they have, you know, they have their rank. And it has significance, you know, but they exit the military. None of that no longer matters. Those people they had to their left, the people they had to their right, the front and their rear are no longer there. So who do they turn to? Where do they turn to? And so we've created this opportunity for them to turn to their brother or their sister on the right again through an opportunity to serve their local community. So they raise their hands to serve their country, now they're raising their hands to serve their local neighborhoods.
I mean, it's just so important, and you know, it's tough to tell what kind of an impact, what great impact that's had on these veterans. I mean,
well, you know, they're not adrift,
right?
They have something to
focus
on.
They've got a purpose.
They have a mission.
Yeah, they do have a mission.
They've
that's
been
right.
mission oriented the whole time they were in the military, and they need that focus. I look at me. I mean, I'm retired, and I'm going crazy.
You need a mission.
I need a mission.
You need to get involved.
I am so bored, I can't stand it.
Hey, Stuart, what other projects besides Atlanta, what other kind of things have you guys done, and what are you planning for Mission Continues?
Oh, sure. Well, we're a national organization. We have over operations in over 20 major cities throughout the country. We also have a fellowship program, which is a very unique program. We offer fellowships to post 9/11 veterans who are interested in doing a fellowship with a nonprofit organization. They would basically work 20 hours a week at a nonprofit of their choice, and then we pay them a stipend similar to what AmeriCorps pays their volunteers. So it's a great way for transitioning veterans to get into the
That's
civilian
cool.
workforce.
That's a good way to do it without a total, like, a lifetime commitment,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Correct. And so that's just another program that we offer. But we do major projects with major partners to include the National Park Service in D.C. and New York. We have operations in Los Angeles with Unified School Districts of L.A. We have operations in Detroit. Somebody said they were from Detroit. Last year we did our mass deployment in Detroit, and it was actually called Operation Motown Mustard.
All right.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What did you guys do there?
We worked with local high school. Can't remember the name of the high school now. It slips my mind.
Be careful.
I believe it was the oldest high school, one of the oldest high schools in Detroit. And so we worked with a local elementary school. We did some gardening. We put up bus stops in some of the local neighborhoods.
Wow.
We put up a basketball court at the high school.
Wow.
And we did some pretty major projects, very similar to what we'll be doing here on the west side of Atlanta.
You know, and that's cool, too, because when you guys leave an area like that, you left it so much better. You know, and
exactly.
you got things that are going to stay there and that people can enjoy for a lifetime, you know.
Right.
So when you go into a community, how big is your group?
Sure. Well, I could talk about Atlanta right now. We have 3 platoons in the city of Atlanta, 2 on the west side, 1 on the south side. We have over 650 veterans that are members of all, you know, within those 3 platoons. And so they work on various endeavors. Our first platoon is partnering with the Bellwood Boys and Girls Club. Our second platoon partners with Quest Community Development, which is a supportive and long-term supportive housing organization for residents as well as veterans. And then we have our third platoon, which works in the area of youth development with an organization called the Future Foundation. And so we leverage our partnerships with community organizations, but we also invite the community to work alongside of us. It's not about our veterans coming in and just, you know, doing our work. We ask the local residents, what could you use? How could we help you? You know, if you had a vision, what would it be? How can we help you execute on this vision? I'll take, for example, one of the projects we're doing here this week for mass deployment is a park called the Maddie Freeland Park. They've spent some time over the last couple of years building a park vision, but they didn't have the resources to execute on it. So guess what? As part of this mass deployment, we're going to help them. We're going to execute on that vision.
That's cool.
By the time we're finished leaving there, whatever they imagined and dreamed of for their park is going to be there in place for the neighborhood children and families to benefit
from.
Wow.
That's cool.
So how does the community, what happens when you guys move into an area? Well, what's the reaction from the locals?
Well, I think we really don't experience significant barriers. You know, I think residents in the community look at veterans and say, hey, you know, these guys are here. They want to help.
Right.
And we tell them, you know, we're the veterans will show up, they get the job done, and there's no excuses for it. We're not in the business of making excuses. If
right.
we say we're going to do something, we show up, we're prepared, we're ready, we execute, and then we work alongside you to get the work done.
What do you think?
The proud partner in the process.
What do you think the reaction is going to be?
Well,
get out!
No. I just wondered if local residents roll up their sleeves and get out there, if they make them lie.
Get out!
That kind of thing.
We invite our local residents and partners in the community to work alongside our veterans. This is their community.
Right.
Some of our veterans don't necessarily live there, so we invite them and ask them to be a part of it. We want them to have ownership in it.
Hey,
and
Stuart,
in most cases, they do.
And by the way,
yes.
You're talking to the high schools in Detroit, either Central High or Pershing.
Yep, it was Central High.
Central High, wow.
Yeah.
Is that one of the oldest there?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was Central or Pershing, but Central.
Yeah, Central.
Hey, Stuart, tell me what Home Depot Foundation does for you guys.
Sure. Home Depot Foundation is just a tremendous asset and resource, not only for us, but a lot of the nonprofits in the community, because they're so great and making the connections for nonprofits to collaborate.
Mm.
I think that's one of the greatest benefits that we've had in working with Home Depot.
That's interesting.
That they really foster collaboration among organizations and leverage the assets among organizations to maximize the outcomes and impact of our work. So not only do their philanthropic dollars, but they also have Team Depot, which comes out
and
helps support our projects. They leverage their employee base to be actively involved in community service, and they show up and they show out and help us get the work done.
That's cool.
So they're just a great resource, and we really appreciate their support for all of our
work. And they happen to be headquartered in Atlanta.
Yes, that's true. So they're accessible, and we know them well.
Well, listen, man, you guys are doing some great work. Thank you so much for taking the time today. How can people find out more about the Mission Continues?
Sure. Visit us online at www.missioncontinues.org. We're also accessible on Twitter and Facebook. Just type in The Mission Continues,
and
you'll find out all you need to know about us and the work we're involved in throughout the country.
Keep up the good work.
Absolutely.
Man.
Stuart Williams, and good luck in Atlanta, too. We'll be right back
Thank you very much.
On the National Defense. Whoa. Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. And Jerry, this is a brand new Minute Clinic Minute from Army veteran and Minute Clinic nurse practitioner at CVS, Holly Kautz. Something that, I mean, every week people are surprised at what you can find out, what they can do for you at the Minute Clinics.
There's not much they can't do.
Well, this will blow you away. Sexually transmitted infection screenings. Holly, you guys do that too?
Yeah, we're always exploring more and more ways that we can care for our communities, and it was a need that was discovered. We actually developed this in collaboration with the Center for Disease Control,
wow.
And we found that there was a big need for this. And so now you can come to the Minute Clinic, you can get a whole battery of tests, you can get counseling. If you've had some known exposure to someone else that had a positive result, we can go ahead and treat you. As well as evaluate you for other risks that you might have.
Well, yeah, and it's no little problem. What I've read, that some of the sexually transmitted diseases that were so familiar years and years ago are now, you know, they're raging again, syphilis and gonorrhea, for example.
They are. And the thing that's important to know is that if you catch it early and you treat it early, then there's very little sequelae to follow. Whereas if you've got an infection that you just leave untreated, you can end up with scarring of the fallopian tubes. It can lead to infertility. It can lead to what we call pelvic inflammatory disease. So a lot of things that very dangerous, some of them life-threatening, that we can go ahead and take care of. And you've got that convenience of coming into the Minute Clinic.
Well, and let me just add something, too, that, you know, if you've got a family doctor, and you've got something that has a stigma attached to that, and you don't want to go to the family doctor and broadcast that situation, what a great way to find out and get some treatment, or at least get the screening at CVS Minute Clinic. And how much does that play into something like that, Holly?
No, exactly. I think that some people, that is a sensitive subject.
Sure.
So we offer that anonymity. I mean, obviously anyone's going to protect their information, but if they've got a family physician, to your point, they maybe just are embarrassed. They've had that relationship for a while with them, and they don't want to discuss that particular piece of their health.
Man, they do it all at the CVS Minute Clinic. I mean, it's incredible.
Way to go.
Yeah, that's some good stuff. How many Minute Clinics around the country, Holly?
1,155, the latest count.
Wow.
You just go to CVS.com. You can find the location. And thank you so much, Holly. We'll be back here next week with a brand new Minute Clinic Minute with Army veteran and Minute Clinic nurse practitioner Holly Kautz right here on the National Defense.